believe that's a record, gentlemen. I'm not sure, but I think it might be a record.
3 minutes and 40 seconds.
All right. Outstanding.
That was a little quicker.
I think you win. Okay, our next public hearing is subdivision 2008-4, Gail White.
An application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, dividing 2.25 acres into three lots, located at the southwest corner of the intersection of Road 565 and Road 592. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, once again, there was no TAC review since these are for strip lots. DLDOT's issued a letter of no objection for the entrance location. And we received a letter of intent from the applicant, and the proposed lots are for grandchildren. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Okay. Mr. Miller, is this yours again?
Yes.
I have a question for you. You've been here all night. This is your fourth application this evening. Do you charge each one of them for the 3 hours you've been here, or do you try to split it up between them?
$350 each. Isn't that what we agreed on?
Okay. You have the floor, sir. Tell us who you are.
I'm Don Miller, land surveyor from Seaford, Delaware, and we did the survey work and made the subdivision plat for Mr. White. He's asking the commissioners to approve three lots. He has already had some lots approved, but here again, he didn't have the acreage to allow for more strip subdivision, so he realized he had to go for a public hearing for these other three lots. And this will be the end of the subdivision, will it not? This will be the last three that he will request. He has sold one of the lots that he's asked for before. He's hoping to put these three sort of in escrow for his grandchildren, and does not wish to develop them at this or sell them at this time, but wants the approval for like an insurance policy that he would have it for his grandchildren.
Are you looking to adopt any grandchildren?
No.
Okay. Well, I was going to apply, but okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Miller. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
There's not a private road or anything on this, is there, that needs to be paved or maintained or anything? No.
So these front on the county road.
Thank you. Do you have a septic feasibility letters for these?
No, sir. A soil scientist has done a perusal, but those permits are only good for 3 years or so he didn't want that expense at this time. He knows he can get septic systems on there from the soil scientist's visit, but he just didn't want to mess with that at this time, or to have the expense of it at this time.
You can now. I hope you can 3 years from now, yeah. Or 10 years from now. Or 6 or 8 months from now. The way they're messing around with their rigs.
This is true.
I think I'd get a permit.
Yeah.
That's just me.
That's good for me.
Okay. You have to come up, tell us who you are.
Gail White.
Yes, sir.
If I get the permit, can I get it renewed at, say, in 20 years or 10 years or whenever they want to use it?
Not likely, but that long. But they're good for 3 years, and then you have to reapply. Unless you go ahead and put the septic system in.
Okay. Well, I hadn't intended to, because I don't know what they're going to do with it. They might sell it when they get old enough, or they may want to live there. That's why I'm giving it to them.
I know. And that's what makes it difficult, because the laws keep changing, and, you know, so kind of the way it is.
Hope it works.
Yes, sir.
For you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Ross, anything?
We're not in the business of giving advice.
No, we're not. Sir. I know. I've crossed the line once again.
Very good.
Yep. Mr. Burton. Mr. Lank.
No question.
Counsel.
No,
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Okay. Take a seat there if you would, please. We'll see if there's anybody here. It doesn't look like it, but we have to ask. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2008-4, Gail White? Is there anybody here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2008-4? Anybody on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. I'd like you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.